Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Female farmers are central to food security and climate resilience, so wrote President Mary Robinson ahead of the COP30 summit. So who are Ireland's growing number of women farmers, and is the future of Irish farming female? News Talk's Sarah Madden has this report.
Another thing that you spend a lot of time doing is looking at poo.
Oh,
because any mother of a newborn baby will tell you that the health of the baby is determined on... Here's another one.
Yes.
So the mothers will tell you that what they tend to do is they tend to look at the poo, because you can tell a lot about how they're eating. And for us, you're looking for solid poos here on the grass. If they're going to get too runny, you know that they might have a slight infection. They might actually be eating too much wet grass. So we're looking out at poos as well. So farmers, like mothers, actually tend to walk the fields, and they're not just looking and counting the stock, they're actually looking down at the poo as well. Because it's an indicator of the health of the beast, you know.
Good. So hope nobody is eating their breakfast out there listening to this.
I hope so too.
Blonid Gallagher is taking me for a look around her farm, called Murray Meadows, in Ockram, County Galway.
So I asked my uncle one stage how long have the Murrays been here, that's on my mother's side of the family, and he kind of looked at me out underneath his pea cap with one eye, and he went, "What do you mean?" He says, "Sure, haven't they always been here?" So I take it from that he, as long as he knows. So you could be talking 300 or 400 years. We're actually going to go up and have a look at the old homestead where they would have lived before they moved up to the new house.
7 years ago, Blona took over the farm, which is home to horses, a butterfly sanctuary, and even the odd goat. But her real passion is farming organic wool and lamb from native Irish Galway sheep.
So in front of us, now we've just come up to the hill, and these are the Galways. So they're large, they're white. At one point in time, they were the native breed to the country. They were favoured by the farmers because of the wool. And at the time, the farmers were getting great money for the wool. It was an off-farm, it was an on-farm income. I mean, it was so precious that many, many years ago, the women on the farm would actually go out, and wherever there was thorny bushes, they'd actually pick the little tiny pieces of wool off those bushes, because they didn't want any of it to go to waste. Mm. And now they're throwing it into the bushes because there's nobody out there, you know, to pay them for it. Now, there are people out there to pay them for it. It's just that we need to link up those markets and recreate and reconstruct a fair and transparent supply chain.
Blonid is also the Irish ambassador for EU project FLIARA, Female-Led Innovation in Agriculture and Rural Areas. So she doesn't mind taking a tough question or two.
There will be people who will be listening and think, yes, they might be great at so many things that are required of a farmer. But what about that strength element? Because that does come into it. It is a physical job at the end of the day.
There's a workaround. There's always a workaround, Sarah. And for me, you know, I Santa Claus comes to our house, and Santa Claus will always say, "What do you want for Christmas?" And I always come up with some tool or something that's going to assist me in a job that I probably can't do. I think last year I got one of those pump jacks, a jack for pumping up a car. But I just use it for lifting stuff that I can't lift. Or the year before, I got one of those, you know, trolleys that you put the coal on. I got one of those because if it's something too heavy and I can't carry it. And then you have your tractor, you have your transport box, I have my Kubota. So there's always a way. I mean, I'm a devil. I pull out silage bales with the rope, with the Kubota. There's always a way. There's always a workaround. So I'm thinking with my head.
Across the country, at a farm outside Virginia in Cavan, Sophie Bell is dealing with a common problem facing women farmers everywhere.
So it's quite an old tractor, but whenever you're kind of doing anything from the back of the tractor or any work, for example, using the trailer or just something at the back, I wouldn't be able to reach the pedals to do that job. So it would actually be, it's actually really hard to manage and do that sort of work, because this tractor just wasn't built for someone of my size. So yeah, it can be very tricky whenever you're maybe reversing, because you're kind of standing up at the same time as well as trying to do something from behind. So yeah, it's something that's forgotten about whenever we're working, and it can make it more difficult to control everything, and it's kind of a bit unsafe too at the same time. So yeah.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias, detalles en Lowe's.com.
Just gone 27, Sophie recently took up the reins of her family's third-generation farm, passing out her brother on the way.
Outside of my family, it would be asked, the question would be asked, is, do you not have an older brother and why didn't he get it? You know, that's the first thing that's said. And I'm like, well, there's no point doing that if it's there's no interest there. That's just not a viable option. So yeah, I do find it a little bit difficult in some areas paving my way, but thankfully here on the farm it's been fine. There have been, you know, some not so good moments, but like in general very, very positive. And of course there's going to be bumps in the road along the way, but I think times are also changing too, so hopefully in the next generation it won't be as difficult and there'll be more grants and more access to training in that sense. Extra things just need to be thought about and hopefully going forward it'll improve.
Sophie is one of a growing number of farming influencers, many female, gaining more than 150,000 followers across TikTok and Instagram.
When I was growing up, there wasn't as many accessible role models, I think, for example, on social media. And I think that's very much helped other people growing up, because I went back to my old secondary school and I spoke to the fifth class there, and there's about 10 to 20 young girls, and it's a small school, who want to pursue a career in agriculture. So it's changed so much. Mm-hmm. I think we're such a great community, like we all stand up for each other and help each other along the way, and we're very informative, and just I think we're a great tribe of women. And yeah, I think there's so many impressive women out there, so I think it's a really exciting time.
We're going to clean out the chicken shed.
Are you? Very good. Do you help your mom on the farm a lot?
Yeah. We had a little born baby last night and it was a boy.
Really? What are you going to call it?
I didn't think of a name, but it is James.
James.
Just James, okay.
Budding farmers CJ and Arlie Rosengrave come from a long line of female farmers, the latest being their mother, Karina.
So in 2002, my dad would have passed away and my mum continued to farm. The farm and kept it going. There was five of us under the age of 12.
Wow.
Yeah, so she was a great woman, but yeah. Our granny was at home with us, so she helped her out an awful lot. She always kept 12 hens at home, backyard hens. She fed the village of Croisin with the eggs. And I always said to her from a very early age, Granny, why don't you sell the eggs? Oh no, I won't do that. She just absolutely loved the hen, loved seeing the hen out in the lawn, just loved the idea of the hen, but never ate an egg herself nor sold an egg. I suppose that is where my idea of having free-range hens came from. So my granny would have passed away 3 years ago in January, and it was after that I was like, how can we keep her memory alive? And then I stumbled on the Acorns programme, which is a department, the cows.
Girls, no, please. Trying to conduct an interview here. Oh, thank you for your silence.
They actually listen to you. That's actually surprising. Oh, just about. So it came about from the Acorns programme. And it's for women in rural Ireland to bring any small business idea and to get the business idea up and running.
Mm.
And then I now have my free-range hens, which produce the free-range eggs and keep her memory alive.
The Acorns programme is just one of a number of Department of Agriculture initiatives that aim to encourage women into the sector. For Karina, it's the work-life balance she gets from farming that she appreciates most.
I can go milk the cows in the morning. I can go down and get the girls up out of bed and I can bring them to school. I can go back then and I can do all my work on the farm, do what needs to be done, and I suppose do the paperwork side of things, because there's a lot of paperwork involved with farming as well. So you do that and then I can collect my girls again from school. So I suppose number one always would come Arlie and CJ, no matter what. So it just works in with the farming.
It sounds like being a farmer is really complementary to your role as being a mother.
Dairy farms, I can guarantee you 90% of the time, it's the woman that's looking after the newborn calf. It's the woman doing the paperwork. They were in the background, but I suppose our generation have decided, no, we can be at the front. So I suppose a lot of women have gone and done their green cert. They've gone and done agricultural college courses. They've gone on to veterinary. And they've gone on to do AI programs. They have gone on to do flushing. They have gone on to be there and be active. And I suppose that has come with confidence. The Acorns programme like that has given women in agriculture, women in the west of Ireland, confidence to come forward and be the face and be the front.
We may call it animal husbandry, but so much of farming seems to be about mothering and being in tune with Mother Nature. Is it too woo-woo to think that women don't just make good farmers, but better ones?
I was very fortunate to take part in the World Wool Forum in Rome this year, and Isabella Rossellini was one of the speakers, and she actually called her farm just outside New York Mama Farm. And, you know, some of the questions she got was, why specifically Mama? And she goes, well, I'm a mama. She said, my daughter's a mama. And all of the animals that are working on the farm, whether it be the chickens or the sheep, they're all mamas.
Blonid Gallagher again.
In farming, it's sad to say that actually, you know, the most productive animals are the ones that are kept longest on the farm, and they tend to be the females. So for us, we'd have sheep here that are 6 and 7 years old, whereas their male offspring would have left the farm maybe 5 or 6 years ago. And again, with the mares, with the Connemara mares, we keep the female mares because they go on to breed. For us, I myself was unfortunate. I didn't have a family, even though it was something that we would have loved to have had. But it has been so rewarding for me to get to spend so much time nurturing and loving not just the social farmers that come here to the farm, but at lambing time, I am actually convinced there's oxytocin running through every part of my body, because once those babies start to pop out, you hop into mama mode. We've great mothers in the Galway sheep. They're fantastic. But you'll always be prepared for one that's going to fall into a rut or trough, or, you know, get caught in a fence or something like that. You're on full alert for about 6 months of the year. And as I said, it's a great time to watch the mothers mothering, and for me to be able to fulfill a mothering role that I didn't get to have, unfortunately, by not having my own family.
That report there from Sarah Madden, absolutely brilliant to hear all those farmers doing incredible things around the country. Very impressed with the use of the jack. Very good present. I'm not sure used as was intended, but there you go. And was it just me, or did Sarah Madden sound distinctly uncomfortable when the cattle were given birth earlier on? I think professionally, she let herself down there by being a bit disgusted by the whole thing, as would I have been in that scenario. Reminded of many horrible things over the years at the ploughing championships that we had to witness.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.